Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Cancer of the cervix is the second leading cause of cancer-related death in Jamaican women and the largest cancer killer among women in most developing countries. 500,000 women are diagnosed yearly, and worldwide every 2 minutes a woman dies of cervical cancer, accounting for 270,000 deaths. But why do the cases of cervical cancer remain high despite the impact of screening in many countries and the fact that the disease is highly preventable? Doctors say many women neglect to do their annual pap smear because of the myths surrounding the procedure. On this week's Healthline, we debunk some of the myths and misconceptions associated with the pap smear.
Mir said art. I'm a wife, mother, and career woman. I simply don't have the time.
Me don't have the money for them things, dear. A tree picnic me have to send girl to school, you know.
Well, I am past menopause. I don't need to do a pap smear.
Let's start with myth number one. Many women are reluctant to have a pap smear done because they believe the procedure is painful. But gynecologist and obstetrician Dr. Annie K. Taylor Christmas says the test is simple, quick, and painless.
When you go to see the doctor and they do a regular vaginal exam with that, the speculum, which is the metal thing that we put inside the vagina, the pap smear is only just a small additional step where we use something, a spatula, that looks like a little fudge stick, and we gently rub it on the outside of the cervix and then put it on a slide and send that slide off to the lab for testing. So it's just a small extra step in the regular exam that you get at the gynecologist, and it should not be painful.
Gynecologist and board member of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Dr. Wendell Guthrie, says women should not be fearful of the procedure.
It is not something that you scrape the cervix. When you listen to ads and talk, that is so scary. A sample of cell is taken, sometimes even with a little brush. So there's no scraping and clipping on all of that, like what the perception is out in the street.
Another misconception is that the pap smear is a lengthy process. However, in debunking this myth, doctors say the collection of the sample is usually over in less than a minute. And how often should women do their pap tests?
Now, we recommend annually, but it has been shown that if you have had 2 or 3 regular normal smears, you can go 2 years and even 3 years. Because this thing doesn't just drop from the sky. It's a slow change. Yes. But you have to get your normals first, your baseline, before you decide that you're going to take a long time before to do it.
Gynecologist and board member of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Dr. Wendell Guthrie. A pap smear is an affordable procedure, costing on average $1,800 to $2,500. The test is offered free of cost in public health facilities across the island. Another misconception associated with the pap smear is that women who are past menopause do not need to have the procedure done. Dr. Christmas says this is not so.
We start screening at 21 and screening goes all the way up until 65 years old. Now, those recommendations are for patients who are normal, meaning that they have no underlying risk factors for cervical cancer or cervical abnormalities.
So there you have it. The pap smear is a safe, painless, affordable, and reliable method used by doctors worldwide to screen for abnormal cells of the uterine cervix. This simple test could save your life.
Jamaica has one of the highest incidences of death from cervical cancer in the world, and in the region, we're one of the leaders. I think we're just behind Haiti. So we're in the top 3 countries of death from cervical cancer. And most of the patients that die from cervical cancer have never been screened. They have never had a pap smear. And so we need to encourage our ladies, our women, to go in, go and see a doctor and get your pap smear done. And if you do your pap smear, follow up on the results.
Gynecologist and obstetrician, Dr. Annie K. Taylor Christmas. That's it for this edition of Healthline. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.